podcast. It's been a minute for us.
Yes.
It's like the second week back for you guys. But how's everybody feeling?
Yeah, feeling pretty good.
Well, yeah.
Good. Feel good to be back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
so excited.
A lot of stuff has happened since we were last behind a mic. So we watched Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Christmas happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened for a lot of people.
Had a lot, yeah.
My body is disintegrating.
Karen's body is disintegrating.
No, we're not caring about it. It's a new year.
New year, yeah. New year, new Aaron.
Yeah. It gotta be replaced slowly over the course of a year.
Yeah. Just a couple days ago, the Moon Knight trailer came out.
Yeah.
That is true.
Super excited, as all of you should know.
Of course.
Big Moon Knight fan.
You didn't bring him out.
Yeah, I didn't. Aaron got me this.
Yeah.
Blue Beetle.
Jaime Reyes.
Yeah. For Christmas.
Yeah.
Also got a Shang-Chi. On
yeah, I got a Shang-Chi.
Oh, I didn't even recognize that.
Yeah.
That's a new one.
It looks great.
Stupid. Love the design.
Oh, yeah. Good design.
Yeah.
Oh, I have news.
Oh.
Yeah. So, apparently, they started casting for Black Panther again. Like, they started reshooting it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually doing a casting call right now in Atlanta, Georgia for, like, people for, like, a dance party.
Dance party?
Yeah.
Did you apply?
No, it's in Atlanta, Georgia. I don't live there. So
you could always just, like, you know, fly.
I mean, I could, but that costs, like, coins that I don't have, so...
You never know.
Yeah.
Book of Boba Fett came out.
Mm-hmm.
Hawkeye
mm-hmm.
ended.
Mm-hmm.
A lot has happened.
A lot has happened.
Since we put mics up and started talking into the void.
Yeah. We actually, after we're done here, we don't even mic go anywhere. We just sit in this room and talk about the same stuff.
We do it
whether
on
or not
repeat.
You guys are actually in here or not.
Yeah, we stop recording and just talk on repeat.
Yeah. There was something else that I can't remember. Oh, we have a Reddit page now.
Yeah.
We do?
Yes, we do.
No one told me
we have a Reddit page. Because what better place to argue with strangers over meaningless things than Reddit?
I mean, I guess, yeah, that makes sense.
Nerdament podcast on Reddit.
Where we argue about meaningless things.
The same stuff that we argue on here is just over there for you guys to argue with us.
Yes.
Who's doing the arguing?
Have you been on Reddit?
Everybody.
Everybody does the arguing.
I thought it was like one of us specifically arguing with people. Aaron?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, Aaron, I guess, is in charge of the Reddit.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess I'm arguing.
I hand you the reins for Reddit.
Yeah.
So I have to defend Victoria's position?
Yeah.
Mm. But,
also,
this makes sense.
The episode that we had for, where we talked about Yaddle, you remember that episode, right, Aaron?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That one's one of our more popular episodes of recent. So, thanks.
Are you guys out here trying to find Yaddle for him? Because if so, he needs it.
For some reason, the most popular episode of this season is the one about Darth Malgus. Still.
Oh.
That one's just chugging away.
I mean, that one, we did record and release that one around Knights of the Old Republic remastered trailer.
That's true. Mm. That was fortuitous.
Yeah. Didn't plan that at all.
We don't plan anything.
Yeah, we don't plan.
No.
Hayden doesn't even write his characters now.
I put down.
Yeah, like today.
They
I got
can't
a new
see
book.
It. They can't see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, check that book out.
Yeah,
Star
put
Wars.
It in his new book.
My book will be showing up next week.
Where is your book?
I wrote all of mine down in the old book.
I copied mine over.
I don't. I have glass.
What does your book look like?
It's Tatooine, like the sunset with R2-D2 and C-3PO on it.
Mine's the coolest one.
Yours is actually out there, too.
Yeah, it's out there.
She didn't bring it in. She didn't want to bring it in.
I don't need it.
She
but I do. I have some writing in it.
She takes no notes.
I take zero notes. I'm
zero,
just,
absolutely not.
I'm just here for the vibes.
Yeah. I mean, the problem with this episode today is that it's been a while since we took these notes.
Yeah. So we're winging it now.
So, I apologize.
We'll find a tangent, I swear.
Yeah. Anyways... Let's get started. Aaron, why are we here?
I don't know.
For those of y'all that have not...
You're not Aaron.
Just to suffer. For those of y'all that have not watched this before, me and Hayden created a 128C tournament using
mm-hmm.
Star Wars characters,
mm-hmm.
Jedi, Sith,
mm-hmm.
others.
Mm-hmm.
And basically whittled them down using a
mm-hmm.
seed generator thing. Mm-hmm. That was the first, the draft pick.
We were the seed generators.
Yeah.
Using the draft pick in the very first episode of this season. And basically each of us prepare our own characters, argue with each other for a while, and then Victoria kind of just spaces out for a bit. And then renders a judgment.
She renders her judgment within like the first 5 seconds, I feel like.
Yeah. She hears the name.
I don't understand why you guys are being so mean.
Do you know the name? Do you know the name Bosk?
Yeah, you gotta hold the S.
Like,
Bosk.
Like Bosk.
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 Is it a snake-like character?
It's a Transdotion.
Yeah, he's a Transdotion.
A lizard. Massive lizard boy.
Okay. I think
he's
I've heard
massive lizard boy.
I think you guys have said something about him
before. Hayden loves Bosk.
I just won.
What?
Hmm. I have him today.
Yeah, I know.
And she knows who he is, so I won.
Just wait.
That's not how that works.
Just wait. Shall we start?
Yeah, might as well.
So first up today, we have one of the most hated characters in all of Star Wars, and Darth Plagueis. Darth Plagueis versus Pong Krell. Hayden, you want to go first with the murderer?
I have Pong Krell. Yes. So, he's something called a basilisk. Basilisk?
He's not basilic vinegar. Basilic?
That's how it's
pronounced. Basilic.
Oh,
basilic. It's like a basilisk.
Yes.
But different.
Take away that last S.
Yeah.
Basilic.
Damn. Okay. Basilic, male Jedi. And I even wrote in parentheses, D-bag.
He is. He's a complete D-bag.
Okay.
He is renowned for his results in battle, but had a premonition about the future, which led him to renounce the Jedi ways and act as a spy for the Sith.
Why was he so good in battle?
Because he had no fucks. He gave no fucks.
He was willing to let all of his soldiers die to win.
Killed clones after they found and captured him. Because he was a spy, again. And then he also pitted them against each other
in the
field of battle.
He made clones kill clones.
He tolerated neither failure nor disobedience, and would lead through fear, very callous and arrogant for a Jedi.
Got shot in the back. He deserved it. He deserved worse.
His species form, this is a quote from Wikipedia. Shout out Wikipedia, you're amazing. His species form lended to him using two double-bladed lightsabers and force-pushing in multiple directions at once. He had four arms.
Yes.
So that's what made it easy.
There's actually, have you seen the like, not really a theory, but it's like things people have noticed. The lightsaber, the hinged lightsaber. I've called it a fork saber because I can't find any like clear name on it. But like the hinged lightsaber is like a trademark of either temple guards or fallen Jedi. Because Pong Krell used it and Darkseid Rey used it. And honestly, that's all.
So like the two times it's appeared in canon?
Yes. Except for Orla Jereni, who is not a fallen Jedi at all. It is dope. Canon.
That's in canon. So we're 2-for-1 then. We got 2 bad Jedi, 1 good Jedi.
Yes. And then temple guards.
Why are you whispering?
Able to massacre great numbers of clones. Very agile for such a large guy. Without lightsabers, he's extremely agile and a formidable fighter.
His main arc is modeled after the incompetent military leadership in Vietnam.
I was going to say Custer.
Yeah, he kind of is Custer. Basically, whenever they were fighting, like, the definition would be the Umbarans were using guerrilla warfare because they knew the terrain better and they were hiding in, like, the shadow planet is what it's called. And whereas Anakin would use their strengths, the 501st's strength against them, Pong Krell is just like, nah, send all of them in there right where they think we're going to go and then let them die.
He sucks.
He's a terrible man.
He's not a terrible. Man. He's a basilisk.
He also, I just find it gleefully ironic. Whenever he was going on a massacre, killing clones left and right, because they found out he's a big murderer.
He was doing the spicy lightsaber thingy.
Yeah. he was constantly talking down about how unintelligent clones were and how like dumb and obedient they were and they couldn't think for themselves. And then he got bested by a clone who was like fresh, his first appearance, fresh to the fight.
They're also the only clone that like believed what he was saying for a large part of that.
No, not Dogma. Oh. I'm talking about before that when he got captured by Tup. Tup. Yeah, and then he got killed by Dogma, who believed in him dogmatically.
Until the end.
Until, not until the end. almost to the end.
Okay. That's douchebag Krell.
Yes.
Yes.
Why didn't you change shirts?
Why not?
Wearing your school shirt?
Mm-hmm. It's not the first time I wore the Lovejoy one, too.
Okay. You're letting them know where we are.
Yeah.
They know where we are, Aaron.
Do
you're
they?
Yes.
You're making it easier for your students to find you.
I'm not going to say anything about like this in the like description or anything.
Yeah, but this isn't like...
This will be in the transcript.
Hey, this is a business.
Okay.
I have Darth Plagueis, the least talked about Sith in canon. This matchup
to die
sucks.
He never even technically showed up.
He was first mentioned in Revenge of the Sith through the, you know, the big. You ever heard the tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise? That whole scene that
Darth
became like
Plagueis
a fool.
Is not wise.
No,
Darth Plagueis.
He made
is
some
a dumb ass.
Mistakes.
He's a dumbass.
His feces is a moon. MUUN.
Terrible name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that proper pronunciation?
I have no idea. And honestly.
I mean, it's not, I don't think it's mun.
I think it's probably moon.
That's Darth Plagueis.
He's most renowned for being the master to Darth Sidious. Also known as Sheev Palpatine, also known as Palps.
On here, his name is Palpy.
Palpy, okay. Just like the orange juice.
That's pulp. If you don't know the orange juice, don't talk about the orange juice.
It was a dumb joke, Kate.
You're a dumb joker.
So rude.
Things just a dumb joke waiting to happen.
Things are getting quite personal.
Whenever he was throughout his, time as a Sith, he was desiring immortality, and he looked into a mixture of bioengineering and force abilities to try to expand his life. Eventually, he was able to discover how to create and maintain life, in him and his loved ones, and made the dumb mistake of telling Sheev Palpatine.
Palpy.
Everything of how to do it. Everything.
That's what you do when you're a master. You share your information.
Not with the Sith. The Sith go by the master never reveals like his last trick, his greatest trick to his apprentice, whatever that was.
That's how they kill you.
They're like magicians.
He's never learned from the other Sith.
All the dead ones.
Yeah. Who also got murdered by their apprentices.
Yeah, isn't it like a...
Yeah, that's what they do.
It's the rule of two.
Yeah.
It's designed for them to get murdered. Except for one. Anyway, no. There's one Sith that lived a happy, full life.
Good for him.
Yeah. Because he wasn't an a-hole.
Still kind of Sith.
The same day that Palpatine became the Chancellor to the Republic in The Phantom Menace, is the same day he walked into Darth Plagueis' room while he was sleeping and stabbed him in the head. And while he was asleep. That's pretty much it. His story was told to Anakin to try to get Anakin to turn to the dark side to save Padme.
Worked.
Yeah.
Success.
Eventually, Palpatine used the knowledge gained by Plagueis to survive until he got thrown down an electric shaft, and then survive after that until the final order, and then rage that disintegrated him. Because he doesn't know how to turn the lightning off.
He does not, does he?
He just keeps going. He's just
like lightning, or there's no off switch.
It keeps hitting him, and he just keeps...
He's like, ah!
He should have learned from Dooku.
Eventually.
Dooku clearly knew when to turn it off.
Eventually, it'll just break through their defenses. I just have to sit here and take break it.
The plasma of a lightsaber.
Why couldn't he just, like, recycle it?
I don't know. He's make not
it
Yoda.
Stronger. He's just like make it stronger like that.
Plagueis, I guess Plagueis isn't that dumb then. Plagueis didn't teach him how to turn the lightning off. And Plagueis did not tell him how to do the Yoda thing of how to catch lightning and throw it back.
Oh wow.
This is Plagueis' grand design.
And this is the long con, dude. This, yes. He knew this was gonna happen.
It's the 60-year long
this
con.
This is his plan all along. He's like, this idiot won't be able to turn off the lightning.
This is gonna get him killed, watch.
Three times.
That's all we really know about Plagueis, but mm-hmm. I am a strong believer that Snoke from the sequels is a clone of Plagueis.
I think so.
I believe in it. I strongly believe in that. You can't convince me otherwise. Unless you
nobody's
try on the Reddit.
Nobody's gonna try.
Okay. He had to know all forms of lightsaber combat because she, Palpatine, knew all forms of lightsaber combat.
Where do you think he got it from?
A book?
No, he doesn't read.
Hey, it's like the main point of
my
what
name
he did.
Is she. I never learned how to read.
Oh. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Well, he doesn't have... a politician. Are you sure he knows how to read?
That's taking a dig at politicians. What if one of our fans are a politician?
Then they would understand the joke.
What if they're kids of politicians?
They don't understand.
You just made
they
fun
understand
of their
the joke.
You just made fun of their parent.
Well, then they need to know. Ask your parent if they know how to read.
If they are literate.
Also, show them the video and see if they laughed. If they didn't, they don't have a sense of humor.
Whoa! Now you're taking another dig at their parent.
Still politicians.
Damn. Or their
legal guardian
offspring.
That's a weird one.
Alright, so do you have any
child?
You couldn't think of child? You went to offspring?
Before like child.
What's wrong with you?
It's
the only thing I can think of. It's the only thing you can think of.
Offspring?
Yes. What's wrong with you?
You probably call sex coitus.
No, I call it intercourse.
He's not too fancy now. He's just like
I'm
one
a man,
step of fancy.
I'm a
above.
Man of the people.
The people say intercourse, Aaron.
My people.
Who are your people?
I don't know.
Where are your people?
I'm looking. People? I'm still looking for the people.
Yaddle.
So how does he?
It's not Yaddle. Yaddle's not a human. That's why.
Yaddle doesn't talk about sex.
So you've talked
so
to Yaddle.
So he's talked to her.
I get it. No, we're making strides here.
Way to go, Aaron.
Nice.
Getting out there.
Good work.
So Plagueis has not.
He has not
he's
what?
Least talked about. So I don't have any feats.
Coitus. He has not.
He might have not. Coitus. I don't know. I'm not entirely sure.
How did he become a Sith?
He's dead.
He was trained by Darth Tenebrous, apparently. Who will be on next episode.
Who the hell is Darth Tenebrous?
You're going to have him.
Oh,
mate.
Yeah, you're right. we discussed that literally before we started.
Yeah, right too. Before we started this.
Well, so I'm going to learn.
How prepared he is.
I'm gonna learn.
Hayden, do you have any argument for
this? No.
Victoria?
Like,
you have an a-hole
questions?
Or a dumbass?
Yeah, you have an asshole or a dumbass. So which donkey are you going with?
Okay, so what was his, like,
Plagueis can maintain and create life.
Until he gets stabbed
through
in the face.
Through a mixture of bioengineering and force ability.
Until he gets stabbed in the face.
What's his fighting style?
It's not known, but it's he knows all. He had to have known all forms of light.
His fighting style is argumentative.
His fighting style
Shut
is
up.
Science.
I wasn't asking you questions.
Science.
His fighting. He had to have known all of them. We don't know specifically in canon which one he fought with. It's unclear if he ever did have to fight too much.
Ponkrell fought lots.
Okay. I mean, other than when he trained Sidious.
Krell fought entire armies.
You're defending him.
I want to win.
Did he win any battles that we know of?
No. He's not talked about very much.
Did your guy win any?
Yes. This is an unknown part
he did.
Of Star Wars
my dude,
right before Phantom
Menace. Winning.
Where is he?
It's the last one. It's Palpy's up there, right? No, it's not.
Oh, Palpy is right now, there.
No, where are these people at? Oh, it's over here. No.
It don't matter.
I just want to know who the winner's going to lose to.
Because either way, they're going to lose.
But I mean, like, Pong Crow, he be fighting a long time. He got many a lightsaber.
There it is.
And
they're going to fight Leia.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to say for this battle, it's going to go to Pong Crow. Because we do not have
anything.
Enough information.
That he knew how to use a lightsaber. Yeah.
We have proof that
as far as we know, Palpy learned lightsaber combat from a book. Even though he can't read, he uses like a picture book.
I mean, there's a picture of Plagueis holding a lightsaber. That's all I got.
In canon now, on the Nernament canon, Palpatine doesn't know how to read. That's canon, folks.
For us.
For us.
Yeah.
Palpatine doesn't know how to read. Just as it's also canon that all the nuns are dead. And Hercules is stronger than Thor.
Are you trying to...
I proved that was equal.
How did
they
you,
were
you
equal.
You didn't prove shit. You proved nothing.
The arm wrestle that threw a planet off orbit.
This
none
is
of them
a
won.
Who won?
None
season.
Of them
who
won.
Won.
It's a
that was based off
season.
Of skill.
Who won?
That was based off of skill. Trust me, I replay it every night. To fuel my
Sir.
Rage.
Calm down.
I just pictured him sitting in a dark room, just like
he's wearing like a hat that's like real low, like you're down here, and he's got like a hood on, and he's just like staring at the ground. This is his revenge arc, right? Yeah, season 2, Aaron's revenge, Revenge of the Aaron
for Thor.
Wait.
And for Aquaman,
Revenge of the Aaron.
No one killed Aquaman.
Flash did.
He lost.
Oh yeah.
Aquaman beat Flash because
yeah,
we,
oh
we
Iceman
just...
for
yeah,
Iceman
yeah
Iceman. I was about to say.
He shouldn't have won. He shouldn't have died. He shouldn't have lost to Conan the Barbarian.
No, probably not. But got that one too.
Hey. I thought we changed
season
that
one.
One.
No,
after
go back and listen to it on season one.
That
even though you kind of know what happened, but it was a good argument.
Did you
Aaron, who
change?
Do we have next?
Next what? We have Cad Bane and Reef Sylas.
You want to go first, or I go first? I have Cad Bane.
Yeah, you should probably go first. So that you can just stop me. I have a lot of it. I like Reef.
I have Cad Bane. He's a Duros. Duros. Duros?
I think Duros.
Duros. Bounty Hunter. Number one.
During the time
he's
of
the
Clone
like
the Wars.
Number
yes.
One
bounty yeah, he's the number one bounty hunter after Jango Fett.
Until he got shot in the head.
Hey.
Then it was kind of down.
Hey!
His head went down?
He got shot. Hey, no, he survived. But he got shot in the head by a kid. That kid was Boba Fett.
Specialized in fighting Jedi and was able to go toe to toe with Anakin and Obi-Wan. Not well, but.
He was good at running
he
didn't away.
Die immediately.
But it's
I actually have that written down.
He didn't die, period.
He had jet boots, two pistols, a whip cord thrower, and a flamethrower.
Hmm.
Alright? Yeah, he... I told you. Knew when to run. Always got away. Except for the part where one of the storylines, he was actually arrested.
That they also said that like he meant to get arrested. That was part of the job.
Oh.
He's got a nice hat.
Why do you look like that?
He also looks weird without the hat.
He's just really weird with that.
He was hired to kidnap Chancellor Palpy by Dooku.
Hmm. How was he gonna do that? With the
probably
there
confused
was all...
him with books.
He was helped by a lot of other bounty hunters who were also carrying books. Look at this picture.
What does it say?
Look at the picture.
It's a nice butterfly. just like pretty much any villain in the Clone Wars, he absolutely despises Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Because Obi-Wan Kenobi is too good.
He was mentored by Django and mentored Boba.
Yeah, until he and Boba disagreed on a moral action where Boba had the high ground, moral high ground.
It sounds like this is just kill your mentor day.
Mentors.
Then he shot him in the head.
Suck it, mentors.
Well, he didn't kill. Again, he didn't kill him. He showed up some years later and with like a cyborg part of his head. And then fought Fennec Shand and lost.
Did he die then?
It's in Bad Batch. No.
Oh.
But he got embarrassed. That's what I'm saying. It's downhill. It's
Fennec Shand.
Yeah, that's when she was coming out on the rise. What?
It's your turn. You can go.
All right. I have Reef Sylas. He's a High Republic character. He is the main character in like the young adult novels, at least in that first one.
Is this an apprentice?
They did say he could.
Is this a Jedi apprentice?
Is he below
a Jedi apprentice?
I'm going to keep going.
We're talking about the number one bounty hunter that is.
This is a 3-year-old.
Are you for real?
No. Obviously not. No.
Aaron, look at other characters you put on this list.
Yes, but I didn't
Would
put
that be
children.
Surprising?
I didn't put children. I made sure not to put children on this list.
Didn't we kill off some kid?
Mm-hmm. Technically, Renestra's on here. She's 17. He's 15, okay?
Number one bound hunter who can fight Anakin and Obi-Wan.
I just wanted this is
these
a
guys Reith don't know how to use lightsabers.
This is a that is not true. This is a Reith Sylas appreciation space.
You have 5 minutes to appreciate Reith Sylas.
Basically, if you want to know why I love him, he's basically me. I can really relate to him.
Whoa!
I can really relate to him. He instead of being
somebody thinks you're the main character.
Yeah. Season 1.
I am not the main
Spider-Man was basically
Spider-Man
him.
Spider-Man is basically me. I'm basically Season 2, Spider-Man.
Reef is basically me.
With the whip.
Who are you?
Wee.
I'm taking up my 5 minutes.
I'm you for exactly. I'm you from last season.
I'm going to keep going. I'm just going to keep going past the 5 minutes. All right. So, Reef, unlike the rest of his classmates, did not care for lightsaber combat and action and adventure. And
you're joking, right?
He did not care for it. But he was the best in his class by a significant margin.
It doesn't matter, Aaron.
He was instead enamored
by... Why is he on this list? Why did you put him on the list?
Well, if you let me keep going, you know why. Instead, he was enamored by history, myth, and folk tales. And studied the phenomenon of several different ancient cultures.
So he's an academic?
Yeah. Pretty much, yes.
I have an academic after this. So.
Yeah.
Well, she sucks. She's a word that I can't say on the internet. I'll explain later.
She a bitch?
Yeah.
He spent most of his life on Coruscant until his master decided to leave to the... What is the station called on the Outer Rim?
Beacon?
Starlight Beacon.
Starlight Beacon.
Because she was going to take it over. That was Jorah Molly. She got murdered. But he was not... They took separate transports and he got marooned on a station. That was one of the ancient... That was home to one of the ancient civilizations that he studied. Yes. The Imaxine. Is a warlike ancient culture. At that station, he quelled a revolt and cut off a man's arm. Yeah. Also showcased great Jedi ability. By the end of that, he was the first Jedi to face down the Drengir alone.
Mm-hmm.
And not only did he face down the Drengir alone, he was able to take another Jedi who was captured by the Drengir, get him back, get back to the station... And then have the Drengir incinerated upon their return, upon them following him back to the station.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you said he didn't really care for like lightsaber and combat abilities. So then, how is he saving people? Like, what is he
well, doing? They have to do it, and he's the best in his class of doing that by like well ahead. But he just doesn't like doing it.
Does he have a form?
Caster his form is, they don't say his form specifically in the High Republic that much.
Humanoid.
He is human. His form, when described, is kind of more either six, the like all around try to avoid combat, or three. Because
if he has.
Yeah, defense. It's probably more along the lines of six. Like all around.
Six is the boring one.
It's the one you're like. It's the one is the boring one.
Yeah, one is the boring one. One's the two-handed, forward-facing, slash block, slash block.
It's the one the younglings use. And Kit Fisto. Because Kit Fisto is dope.
We've been over this. Kit Fisto did not bother to learn another one.
Because he knew it was going
to
work.
Yeah, he's like, I don't need to know another one.
Yeah. So.
I am too cool for that. Too cool for school.
In one force push, he cleared a long and large hallway that was filled with smoke and flames with one force push, and then was able to use force speed to run all the way through it before the smoke could refill the room. And I should... I guess I should point out... No, I'll save that for later.
Save that for later.
He learned and performed a force binding ritual, which is a very advanced force alchemy ritual that only masters are supposed to know that have studied in that area. He learned that in a couple of days and then performed it with two other Jedi masters and then did it again later. And without issue. It's like, at first they concentrated the force of an object that was used to, like, basically stop something, but they thought it was dark side aligned, and they concentrated the force there and basically pulled the force out of it so that it wasn't imbued anymore, and then they returned, and with several, they did that with several idols. Then they returned and they basically did that in reverse. Pushed the force back into it because they found out that the idols were actually holding the Drengir back, and they were confused because the Drengir are a very dark side presence. And they pushed the force into an object so that it would hold back the Drengir. It's, as again, it's a very advanced ritual that only a master is supposed to know. Yes. He was able to... He is renowned for earning the respect of Jedi Masters surprisingly quickly, with his prowess and knowledge of everything. It's been a while, okay.
Jazz.
Did
you just play some light jazz?
Yes. Vernestra Rowe, the youngest Jedi Knight in Jedi history, and very advanced Jedi duelist, they had a sparring session together. And Vernestra commented that that Wreath was very challenging to her, for her to fight.
With one hand, or?
Well, no, it was just like a sparring match. Stop looking at me like that. Now, let me finish the sentence before you go off on me.
Almost going to be bad.
Wreath then, huh? Mentioned... Go back. Don't make me unplug your mic.
Don't touch my microphone.
Wreath mentioned that he does not naturally have a high force ability
count. Bullshit.
He's not, should not be on this tournament, Aaron.
But he makes it up through his training.
What?
And through his perseverance and hard work.
Oh, so we're on that again. It's the perseverance.
It's like Spider-Man, huh? It's like Spider-Man all over again.
He's relatable, you know?
Yeah, oh my god.
Aaron has a problem. All right,
are you done? You're 5 minutes.
And his research. He's really good at research.
Yeah, at least this guy can read.
This guy, all he does is read.
Yep, well, he's like the opposite of Palpatine, then.
Mm.
Got him in that category.
Yeah.
And that alone. Do you have a thing? Do you have any questions? Do you have any concerns for his safety?
No, I don't have any questions. I have concerns for Aaron. But I also have concerns for you. Because Reef wins.
Well, how?
I
how? No, no.
Really think about it. How?
Well, you see, you do have a bounty hunter that was at one point number one. So.
Yes, during the Clone Wars.
I will give you that. During the Clone Wars, he was at one point number one. But if we're going off of the same, like, basis that we did last year, where it's like we put them in the arena and they do have time before they fight each other, I don't think it's improbable for Reef to, like, study forms. And I mean, I feel like he could beat him in... I mean, if he took the time and did the training... I don't see that guy taking the time to do training or doing anything. I see him...
You don't get to be number one by just bullshitting your way through it.
I think he has.
He is not. He has not. Aaron said he is not.
Okay.
We talking about a guy who can fight actual Jedi.
Yeah.
He's an actual Jedi.
Jedi too.
During the High Republic.
Yeah, but he hasn't defeated those Jedi.
We both know that the Jedi during the Clone Wars were way better duelists than they are during the High Republic.
He's still a Jedi.
No. See? Cad Bane fought Jedi on the regular, and these were good Jedi. They were good at dueling. These were good at dueling Jedi.
Yeah.
We got a child.
But he didn't defeat those Jedi.
Yes, he did. He just didn't defeat Anakin or Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Nobody defeated those guys. Except for each other. No. Okay,
yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
He was a renowned Jedi killer.
Even he is saying that Cad Bane was a renowned Jedi killer. And you're still going to stick with the child.
Yeah.
Why?
I think he has potential.
I can't say shit about the potential because that's the same reason Vel Zedafar won.
Yeah.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but even though he did win, my guy was going to lose next round anyways.
He was
Mace Windu.
Well, speaking of Mace Windu, shall we go to Bossk?
Fuck it.
Bossk versus Depa Balapa.
I can't remember who has the... I think I have the bottom seed.
Yeah. I have a lot for this one.
I have.
By my standards.
Yeah.
I don't care what you have to say anymore. We'll talk later. At the end of the day, I have control over the markers.
Hey, Aaron didn't get to fight it last time, so you don't get to either.
Hey, I was disappointed last season as well, you know.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
Flash versus...
I lost the final. I threw away the white flag during the final.
Well, I mean... You know, it happens. So.
Depa Balaba. Mace Windu's apprentice. And whenever she was a Jedi Master, the apprentice... she was master to a young boy named Caleb Doom, who would eventually go by the name Kanan Jarrus. During the era of rebellion. So, she first showed up in The Phantom Menace as a part of the Jedi Council.
She don't have, like, the dreads.
She's, here, one sec.
Was she in the Phantom Menace at, like, the parade scene?
I don't remember.
Was she at the cremation of... Oh, yeah, I remember. I don't know, and I don't know the answer to any of the questions I was going to ask. Well, there's a human picture of her. So.
Yes. She's one of the only people in the galaxy that knew and was able to practice Form 7, the hardest to learn of all time. And she actually helped form it with Mace Windu. But it is remarked by the Grand Inquisitor that she used Form 3 in close quarters. You know. Throughout the comic series, she uses a green lightsaber, and throughout the, and in the Bad Batch, she uses a blue lightsaber.
When did she die?
Hold on, I'll get there. During Order 66, she was betrayed by, Commander Gray, This took place in Bad Batch episode 1. And she sacrificed herself to give Caleb time to get away. But she was eventually overrun by all of the clones with her and was killed. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, the Bad Batch helped Caleb run away, basically. Because they were so genetically modified that their inhibitor chips did not work. Except for Crosshair.
Get it together,
right? She encouraged Kanan's strategic mind that he used well during the Era of Rebellion, which included a lot of tactics that were unorthodox, very Anakin-y. Kanan also inherited his savageness from her. She roasted him several times. At one point, he asked her, like, there's still just one thing I don't understand. She, without looking at him, just said, just one?
That's where I went to. he walked into that one.
But she fought General Grievous on several occasions, the Jedi assassin murderer guy, robot.
We're aware.
Woo-woo-woo-woo-woo.
We know who you're talking about.
She was able to cut off two of Grievous' hands with one swing.
Easy work. A lot of light work.
We took Obi-Wan too.
Shut the hell up.
She was able to deflect three blaster bolts in one swing.
Defeat. Defect.
I'm gonna punch a bullet.
I'm out, dog. This isn't for me.
She was able to deflect three blaster bolts in one swing.
Good for her.
Yeah.
That's really hard. Okay.
I'm pretty sure Kit Fisto did that in Geonosis Arena.
He may have gotten two.
Okay.
It looked like two. It was not three.
Don't touch me. We're not friends.
At one point she pushed, and I counted, 19 on the page, but there could have been more.
Did you count them?
She pushed 19 battle droids at once.
What kind of battle
ledge.
Droids are we talking, like?
B1.
Which one is that one? It's not the super battle droids, right?
No, those are B2s. It's the normal battle droid. That one, yeah.
Those guys are light. Light boys.
But she pushed 19 of them.
Light boys.
She was, at one point, there was an assassin coming into the Jedi Temple, and her and Caleb, responded to him, and at one point he threw a bomb at her and Caleb, and she held it in midair, and then was able to feel the two chemicals inside the bomb, and was able to hold the chemicals away from each other within the bomb.
This guy's a genius. Person who decided to attack the Jedi Temple with a bomb.
Yeah.
The assassin sent to attack the Jedi Temple. Genius.
Yeah, she could have easily just thrown it back away, but she took the hard route. And holding it in midair and just like holding the chemicals
she
apart.
She did too much, ma'am.
It was a flex.
There was no need for that.
It was a flex.
The guy's getting away.
Yeah.
Somebody go get that guy.
At another point, with the same bomber guy, she set off another bomb before it had been activated.
See, that's what I'm talking about. You let him get away, so you gotta blow him up somewhere else.
Well, when she was holding the bomb in midair and stuff, he was just like, fine. And then threw like four of them. So, there's only so much he can do.
And you could just throw it back.
She did kind of just like throw it back and then grabbed Caleb and ran. She was able to dodge point blank blaster fire. And eventually, in a Now Legends series, unfortunately, that showed her original death in Order 66, she blocked a blaster bolt with her hand, like Darth Vader in Empire Strikes Back.
How did she die?
Both of those, she got overwhelmed by the clones in Order 66 while making a last stand. So Kanan can get away. Yes.
You have a dumb looking
hand.
I have Bosks.
Bosks. The name's Bosk.
Alright. He is a Transdotion bounty hunter. His real name is Bosk Wasak Kredosk.
That's a lot of S's.
Yes.
Since they're snake, like lizardy, they have a lot of S's in their names.
They have like a speech impediment.
His face looks weird.
He a lizard.
He is a lizard.
He's like a giant gecko.
Your face looks weird too.
You're a giant gecko.
No, you are.
Son of a bounty hunter and renowned Wookiee hunter who raised him to do the exact same thing. He quickly became one of the best bounty hunters of his era and the era after him. Or era after.
What's his gun?
Grenade launcher. Isn't it a grenade launcher?
It's like a large blaster bolt, but there's a grenade launcher attachment.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like, when he like, it's really big.
So yeah. Is he that guy that was launching grenades?
When?
No.
No.
No. Different guy. Different. The assassin guy you were just
If you play
about.
In battle. No, yeah, no. If you're playing Battlefront, then yes.
Also, I wrote it down to point it out. He's 6'3", 250.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's his gun. There's a gun. Look at his fingers, though. Those are chonky.
Why his fingers look like that?
Chonky. I mean, we talked about another Transdotion. Skier.
The Jedi.
Oh, yeah. I remember him.
Bosk was a member of Boba Fett's group, but preferred to work alone.
He's a good friend of Boba.
He was fair and honest, lived by code, and upheld his promises. Like a nice guy, except for the part where he hunted and killed Wookiees for sport.
Yeah. Okay, get to
and
his
other
fighting.
Things. Yeah. Jedi.
It's
a mortar gun, is what it's called. It's a mortar gun.
It's the Relby grenade launcher, isn't it?
But, yeah. Was proficient in hand-to-hand combat, even when outnumbered, because he is so large and muscular.
Transdotions are one of the strongest species.
Fun fact, do you know why Transdotions don't like Wookiees?
Oh, because they're right next to each other.
Yeah, they're right next to each other. Just like us in Canada. You can decide different. Which one is the Wookiees and which one is the Transdotions on your own. But
I like Canadians.
I'm sure.
Then you're the Wookiee.
Yes, all the Wookiees didn't like them back.
Yeah, but the Wookiees didn't actively hunt and capture and hunt them.
Yeah, but they responded.
For sport. Aaron. Also, Wookiees are huge, right?
Yeah.
So, Bosk was able to easily overpower them hand to hand. And Transdotions are not as big as Wookiees are.
No. In their fun fact, in their sport in their like system of like the sports games and stuff.
Sports games.
Yeah. To their god Dosh. Dosh or Dosh. In the Transdotion. Dosh. Their god
terrible
is Dosh.
Name. Terrible name.
What?
I'm not saying you came up with a name, I'm just saying it was terrible.
The two highest points that you can get in the game are Jedi or Wookiees.
Respect for the Wookiees, I guess. And he can also regenerate limbs because he's a lizard.
Yeah.
This makes sense.
He can physically best Wookiees, like I said. He was called upon by Vader to find Solo, just like all of those other bounty hunters that we have talked about, who are almost all of them are on here.
Yes.
The best of the best.
Except for Forlom. And
yeah, because that guy sucked. There's a reason he's not here. also, fun fact for Bosk fans out there, he was proficient in a sword.
He has a sword?
Yeah.
Not only is he ever seen him with a grenade.
Yeah. No, he was well trained with a sword in the combat against Jedi.
He also had Deoxys grenades, which are basically like gas grenades, like mustard gas.
Yeah. Yeah. How big is she? She's like normal human height.
Probably like 5'8".
Yeah, so she's like shorter, obviously, than he is. She does not weigh 250 pounds of pure reptilian muscle.
It's very tough, isn't it?
It's very tough. But yeah, also he can regenerate limbs.
It takes a long time.
It does take some time. But
it takes a long time.
Like, he's not going to die here. Let's just say that. All right. I mean, if he loses, he's not going to die. He'll just regenerate and come back later. I do not think that he has died in canon yet.
He has not.
Can he regenerate his head?
I don't know. I doubt it. He's not Deadpool.
Yeah.
Who actually, Deadpool, if his head gets cut off, regenerates his body.
You can. If you cut off the head of a snake, then it does die. So I'm going to say no.
All right, so if you keep, you leave the head on, he'll come back to life. He'll regenerate himself.
But you got a guillotine.
Does he have a tail?
No.
No tail.
He Sorry, wears folks. Like a Y-wing
You're flight suit. You're here first. Does not have a tail.
He wears a flight suit. Most of the time. That's just a fun fact.
Fun fact.
I don't know why he wears
a flight suit. We have a lot suit. Of fun facts about Boss.
Boss is cool.
Fun guy. Will definitely kill you if he makes you mad.
In Battlefront, he also has trigger mines.
Mm.
I don't know if that's canon, but he has trigger mines that he can throw. I don't know.
Battlefront's pretty much as close as you're going to get to canon as we are.
Yeah, talking about combat-wise.
Yeah. Just like
arena fighting. In the movies, Boss just stood there and looked cool.
Yeah. He never said anything in the live action. Kind of hissed.
Kind of.
He did what? Hold on, what? Alrighty.
Gross all three times.
Mm-hmm. To be fair, really Galappa just sat there and looked stoic in the movies.
So we did not a lot of talking happening.
No. Not a lot of screen time.
Voska does have a voice. He has talked before.
Yes.
In the animated
You mess with Bulba. You mess with me.
And that's what he sounds like.
Yeah, roughly.
Roughly, yeah. But that's a promise and he doesn't break his promises.
Yeah.
Yeah. Strict code, good guy.
Also helped man. Ventress.
After she
defected.
Mm.
He got her into bounty hunting.
Bosca's dope. Bosca's cool man.
Mm.
For a lizard.
Lizard man.
Questions?
No.
Verdict?
Yes.
Is it lizard man?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, lizard man.
I can't Why? Even be mad.
Huh?
Why?
Is this our last round?
No.
No, we have one more.
Wow.
Yeah. The next one I have very short.
I have very much. So Hayden can go first.
And then you can just say when we're done.
Okay.
Because this one,
you not also a know, fan. You also know one. Who this person is.
Okay.
Not a fan of this lady. What was your reasoning for Bossk?
Oh, I thought it was the last one.
Oh, you just want That's to go it? Aaron, are you mad about Bossk?
Honestly, no. I like Bossk.
Bossk. All right.
Bossk is dope.
I will make this quick.
Okay.
I have somebody by the name of Jocasta Nu. She was a librarian for the Jedi.
In the Gaiety.
Jedi. Guardian of the Jedi Secrets. High Council member, but stepped down to be chief librarian. She's really into books. If you can't tell, look at her. She'll look like a book lady.
She's like in her 70s.
Oh, she's old.
Yeah.
Separate Jedi. All right, so.
She has a gun.
Here's the worst part. Okay, this is why I do not like her. She's a Jedi. All right, she's been a Jedi for a long time.
Hayden hates Jedi.
Separated Jedi by worthy and not worthy to learn and would refuse to help the latter.
That's D-bag behavior.
Yeah.
Can't. That's not.
Yeah, you're a fucking Jedi, and that's how you decide to behave.
That's rude. She's just like, you're smart enough. You're not. Don't ask.
It's elitist.
Had a blue lightsaber, but rarely had to use it. Was doubtlessly very skilled, according to Ahsoka. Was in love with Dooku when he was a Jedi.
Oh.
Mm.
That's
weird.
She was killed by Vader.
But she was able to fight the Grand Inquisitor for a time.
Mm-hmm. But then she got murked by Vader.
Yeah.
Easily.
I mean, that makes sense. Yeah. It's Vader.
It was Anakin Vader. So before he even had the suit. And he had three limbs.
No, that was whenever she fought the Inquisitor. It was Vader.
Oh. Suit. So it was minus three leg. Or yes. Three limb.
Only one arm left.
Quarter arm. It's a half arm. Because it was the mechanical arm is the one he had left on.
Yeah, yeah.
So he had no legs.
It was just, yeah, yeah.
No arm. Or he had half an arm over here.
He was half robot. Yeah. He was mostly robot at that point. Yeah.
Mostly robotic Vader.
I have Bo-Katan Kryze, who you may recall from The Mandalorian Season 2.
Red hair,
armored Mandalorian.
The one that almost fought Din Djarin for the sword.
For the Darksaber.
For the Darksaber.
Who is this man?
Din Djarin?
The main character.
Din Djarin? The Mandalorian.
Oh wait, this is
you. This is
for the record. Bo-Katan. She has seen all of this stuff.
Yes,
this is not new to her.
This is Bo-Katan.
She has watched all Bo-Katan. Of okay. The Mandalorian. She knows who that is.
Bo-Katan is a lady.
Yes,
yes.
Cool. She was the leader of the. I think it, when it started, it was all female Mandalorian group called the Night Owls.
Originally,
yeah,
yes.
I believe so.
I think whenever they broke apart from the Death Watch.
No, I remember that they were a lot of ladies.
Yeah, but it was in during the Clone Wars.
Yeah, it was in during Clone Wars.
You haven't seen. She refused to watch.
Yeah,
I didn't refuse to watch.
She got bored in the first.
Yeah, I think whenever I Death Watch like split up, then it was a co-ed.
Yeah, yeah, good call.
But I think before that, it was all female. Anyway, she first showed up in 2012 in Clone Wars episode entitled Friend in Need, where she fought Ahsoka. Mm-hmm. Her sister is Satine Kreese, who was the Duchess of Mandalore and Obi-Wan's true love.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
She joined Pre Vizsla's Death Watch to try to reinvigorate Mandalore's like fighting warrior spirit. History.
Fighting spirit.
Yeah, no. Warrior history.
Fighting spirit and warrior history are kind of the same thing, Aaron.
I mean, but she did it in terrorist ways. Whenever she first got started, she was kind of doing it. They were bombing random areas. Random public areas.
Boston Tea Party.
They were terrorists too, technically.
Fighting spirit. I have like a hair in my mouth.
Leave it in there.
They no. didn't win. Anyway.
I got it.
With Vizsla, she eventually made a deal with Maul and Savage that eventually led to Vizsla getting his head cut off. And she did not want to follow Maul, so she shot her way out of there with the remaining Night Owls and those loyal to Pre Vizsla, and they left.
Until season and, 8.
Well, they left until they had to, until they went back and freed Obi-Wan, and then politics got in the way of Obi-Wan getting clones descend to Mandalore for a while, and then season 7 where the siege of Mandalore happened, which was led by Bo-Katan and Ahsoka.
Best friends.
Yeah, at that point, yeah, they were best friends.
Best friends.
She even gave Ahsoka a best car. Like, her suit in the season 7 was best car.
Mm. Yeah. You have a pop of her, but you did not have it.
I did not bring it today, no. I wanted to bring Mando.
Shang-Chi.
Yes, and Shang-Chi. I wanted to show off Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi.
Yes. She eventually... they were eventually able to liberate Mandalore. And, of course, that happened about, like, 2 hours after that happened. Order 66 happened. So the Empire came and took over because she was not going to listen to them. And she... for a time was kind of off the radar, and then came back for the rebels because the Darksaber turned back up again, and she earned it in battle, and Sabine Wren gave it to her, and then eventually she lost it to Moff Gideon.
Do we know how?
No, not yet. But then Moff Gideon lost it to Din Djarin, and then yeah, that's Mandalorian season 2.
Wait, you're supposed to be telling him when he has said enough.
Yeah.
Oh.
Her gadgets include a jetpack, wrist blasters.
Anytime now.
Dual blaster pistols, a dark saber.
Okay, I think you're good.
Wrist darts, gauntlet blades,
oh, you know, she
grappling
said
line.
She said you were
holographic
done.
Buckler
you
shields.
You can stop.
And missile launchers and flamethrowers.
Alright, you're done. Yeah. We're done.
Okay, we're done.
Who wins? If you say her, if you can say her name,
Kit Fisto.
Oh Jesus!
There are a lot of K's, but I don't see the F.
That's a, that clearly says Bo-Katan.
Boba Fett.
All right, you hear it here first, folks. In the fight between Bo-Katan and Joe Costanew, Boba Fett wins.
Because he has a TV show.
Come back next week.
Where Boba Fett will win once again.
Where Boba Fett will try to maintain his undefeated streak as he takes on
as
whoever
he
else is fighting tomorrow.
As he fights in battles that he has no
he has no horse in. He will not be present.
Thank you for watching. But
somehow he will still win.
Somehow. Thank you for watching. See us next week.
Yeah.
Back here. Aaron, who are we talking about next week?
Next week, we're going to be talking about Boba Fett. Boba Fett.
Boba Fett. And Boba Fett.
Sounds about right.
Next week, we'll be talking about Darth Crate versus Savage Opress.
Savage.
This is Feral Opress's last words for Savage.
As he was being choked to death?
Yes. It was a weird thing. It's kind of weird that I'm laughing about it, to be honest. But it's
just the voice of a man being suffocated to death.
It was weird, okay? Plo Koon versus Naga Sado. You had him. He's fighting Plo Koon. Kit Fisto versus Ajunta Paul.
Who's Ajunta Paul?
I have them. I have no idea who Ajunta Paul is. I made this list.
You did make this list.
And then Avar Chris versus Darth Tenebrous.
Don't know who Darth Tenebrous is, but we're going to find out.
We're going to find out who these characters are.
We're going to learn.
Yes.
We're going to argue with each other.
Someone's going to learn.
Not her.
Not me.
Probably not us either.
I'll learn.
But Boba Fett will win.
Boba Fett will win.
That is a guarantee.
We make that guarantee now. Darzana and Aurra Sing. He could probably beat Aurra Sing.
I don't know who Darzana is. I just remembered who I put for Grand Inquisitor.
Gatekeep. Okay. That is all for this, folks.
Wow.
Catch us next week as we talk about Boba Fett. And why did it sound like you were like, how's business keeping?
Boba.
Join the Reddit group.
Argue with us.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said, are you with us? And I was like, what movement are we talking about?
No, on the Reddit.
Argue with us. Unfortunately, she won't be there, so you can't argue with her. Just address the top, say, Dear Victoria, and we'll understand. We'll forward it on.
I won't read it.
We'll read it to her.
We'll forcibly read it to
her.
Yes. I have other things to do. I'm a busy woman.
Anyways, Reddit, talk to us on the social medias, tell a friend about the podcast, and the YouTube.
Share.
Yes,
share.
Please.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for sticking through like this whole month off that we had. It was nice.
Very much, yes.
But we back now, so it's go time.
Season 2, part 2.
No, we barely even started, dude. We got a lot to do. Actually, you know, once we're done with like the first round, it's like halfway.
It's gonna move. So it's gonna move quick.
We're like a quarter of the way, I guess.
Yeah.
Stick with us. We'll be back next week. See you guys then.
Yeah. See y'all then.
Bye.
Bye.